Oh, all you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this. And welcome back to the Swamp Swami Sports Podcast. Today, let's discuss the USFL's week number 6, the return of the Heidi Bowl for NBC. Hey, for those of us old dogs who were alive to watch the American Football League games on NBC back in the late 1960s, the name Heidi Bowl has a very special meaning. During last Saturday night's NBC telecast of the USFL's game between the Michigan Panthers and Birmingham Stallions, the network did it again. Yes, NBC cut away from the end of the USFL game at 10 p.m. Central Time for the obligatory 30-minute local news break and the 10:30 p.m. sharp start of Saturday Night Live. Unlike the original Heidi Bowl game of November 17, 1968 on NBC between the 7-2 New York Jets and quarterback Joe Namath and the 7-2 Oakland Raiders coached by, yes, none other than John Madden, this weekend's error by NBC on the USFL game didn't carry as many consequences. NBC even informed the viewers that the game's conclusion could be found on cable affiliate CNBC. NBC's cutaway from coverage of the USFL game on Saturday came in a game where the Birmingham Stallions were already comfortably ahead of Michigan late in the fourth quarter as they won the game 33-17. The Stallions, by the way, moved to 6-0, while the disappointing Michigan Panthers fall to 1-5. But back in 1968, it was a totally different matter. The New York Jets and Oakland Raiders were the top two teams in the American Football League. The game's 3 p.m. Central kickoff time allotted NBC a full 3 hours to complete the game. At 6 p.m. Central sharp, though, NBC had been heavily promoting the network's premiere of a family movie called Heidi. It's the classic story of a young orphan girl who's come to live with her cold and distant grandfather at his small chalet in the Swiss Alps. More importantly, in 1968, NBC's primary movie sponsor, Timex, how ironic is that? Required that the movie must air on time as part of their contract with the network. Remembering back to 1968, NBC budgeted 2 hours and 30 minutes for its AFL football games. My hell, times have changed. Unfortunately, the nationally televised East versus West rivalry game featured several serious injuries by the players, numerous penalty flags, and a lot of scoring. When the 6 p.m. Central time arrived, the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 were clinging to a slim 3-point lead at 32-29, but Oakland was driving down the field with about a minute left to play in the football game. All of a sudden, there was panic in the NBC television control room. Since the AFL football game had now exceeded its maximum allotted time, NBC had to cut away from the football game and began to show Heidi. And as you probably guessed, the Oakland Raiders would score the go-ahead touchdown just seconds later. On the ensuing kickoff, the Jets fumbled the football and Oakland then tacked on an insurance score to win the game 43-32. Now, I do remember watching that game at home with my dad, who was a big Jets fan. We were both very upset when NBC dropped the game in favor of the Heidi movie. We figured that NBC would surely come right back to the football game quickly. But that didn't happen. About 10 minutes into the Heidi movie, the final score was given on a crawler across the bottom of the television set. Ironically, the football score's insertion into the movie came just as Heidi's paralyzed cousin Clara was taking her first very slow steps to walk. And now the primarily female movie audience was also unhappy with NBC, too. NBC caught incredible flack from both sides, but irate football fans never forgot the moment. Of course, this dilemma came in the days prior to cable television, so there were no alternative television channels available to send the football fans to watch the game's end. The Jets-Raiders game in 1968 was dubbed the Heidi Bowl by most football fans, and that name lives in infamy even today. The maddening incident would lead to a positive change, though. In the next television contract negotiated for the combined AFL and NFL in the merger, local television stations would be required to carry the end of the league's football games. But in return, the Football League pledged to keep their games to as close to 3 hours as possible. Incidentally, the New York Jets would later defeat Oakland in the AFL Championship game in a rematch in New York City in December 1968. The Jets would then go on to stun the sports world by defeating the 19-point favorite Baltimore Colts of the NFL in Super Bowl No. 3 by a score of 16-7. You might remember that was the game where New York Jets quarterback Joe Namath uttered his famous guarantee of a victory and then delivered on it in the Super Bowl. As we morph back to 2022 in the USFL, last Saturday night's game on NBC didn't have nearly the number of fans watching as the 1968 Heidi Bowl contest did. The ratings services said that Saturday evening's game for the USFL on NBC drew just 1.195 million viewers. And I can absolutely guarantee you that the game played in 1968 between the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders on NBC had 10 to 20 times more television viewers watching, as there were just three primary television channels available to watch at that time. Here are the other scores from the USFL's week number 6 play. The Philadelphia Stars moved to 3-3 as they downed the Tampa Bay Bandits 35-28. Tampa Bay is now 3-3 as well. The New Orleans Breakers are 4-2 as they took care of the Pittsburgh Maulers 26-16. Pittsburgh falls to 1-5. And the New Jersey Generals ran their record to 5-1 with a 26-25 thriller over the Houston Gamblers. In the final game of the day between New Jersey and Houston, the Generals scored that winning touchdown with just 2 seconds left to play to keep atop the USFL's Eastern Division. And Houston falls to 1-5 with that loss. And it's a good thing that that wasn't the game being played on Saturday night on NBC. Today, the television ratings for the USFL's week number 6 have been revealed, and the viewership continues its steady drop. Saturday's doubleheader on NBC had 785,000 viewers for Philadelphia versus Tampa Bay, and then 1.195 million for the aforementioned evening game between Birmingham and Michigan. Then on Sunday afternoon, the early game on FS1, pitting New Orleans and Pittsburgh, had just 281,000 viewing eyeballs, while the feature game on Fox mid-afternoon had New Jersey and Houston and just 665,000 viewers. A reminder, Fox Sports, which owns 100% of this USFL, stated that its year number one goal was for 1.4 million television viewers to watch every game. The weak showing in week number 6 signaled that the USFL's viewership has not yet bottomed. The chances for year number 2 are looking bleaker by the week. Coming up this Memorial Day weekend, it's week 7, and the USFL is not doing itself any favors by burying 3 of its 4 football games on relatively low-interest cable television outlets. The television ratings for week number 7's slate of games is likely going to underwhelm once again. Here is that schedule for week number 7. All of these games are Central Daylight Time. On Saturday, May 28th, it's the New Jersey Generals at 5-1 against the Tampa Bay Bandits, who are 3-3. That game's at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning on the USA Network. Then, in the evening, on Saturday the 28th, it's the New Orleans Breakers, who are 4-2, against the Michigan Panthers, who are now 1-5. That game is Saturday night at 8 p.m. on FS1. Then there's a doubleheader on Sunday, May 29th. It's the Birmingham Stallions, undefeated at 6-0, against the Pittsburgh Maulers, who are 1-5. Now, that game will be televised nationally at 1 p.m. on Fox. And the final game of the weekend on Sunday, May 29th, is the Philadelphia Stars, who are 3-3, going up against the hard luck Houston Gamblers, who are 1-5. That game will follow at 5 p.m., but it'll be on the Peacock Internet Network, which is a $5 per month premium charge. Good luck with that. If you still want to see spring football games on television, though, tell your friends to start watching these USFL games beginning this weekend before it's too late. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.